Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to play bunches of records, we'll do some lingering, visit some castles, and celebrate the birthdays of Leo Reisman and Milton Ager. Last week, we spotlighted Cliff Friend, who composed My Castle in Spain as a Shack in the Lane. That was a fairly popular song, recorded by Van and Skank, Waring's Pennsylvanians, and others. It was also an answer song, written in response to Isham Jones' very popular 1925 song, My Castle in Spain, which was recorded by Jane Green, Frank Munn, Charles Dornberger, Isham Jones himself, and the Revelers, who are here to start off a castle set.
In all my dreams, I dream of my castle in Spain. My running waters flow, their mystic eyes aglow. Far away seem to be calling me. Moonbeams bring my wonderful castle in Spain. Ever in fancy I stroll in the starry skies there. Sweet land of love and romance, beautiful melodies ever entrance. Land where lovers are gay, mandolins play while they sway. Paradise is waiting for me in my dreams, and I can see again wonderful castle in Spain. Twilight follows the setting sun, and always after the day is done, my thoughts wander way off to a sunny land where worry and care are forgotten. Evening breeze seems to softly say, come with me and I'll show the way to that wonderful land of enchantment, there where dreams of a dream are come true. Mystic eyes aglow, always seem to be calling me. Paradise is waiting for me in my dreams, and I can see again wonderful castle in Spain. My
castle. Together again. My, my, my. Picture a love nest, a garden, and you. What sweeter dream could be? Keep closed your eyes, lest that dream prove untrue. For that's what happened to me. Somebody painted my dream castle blue. I built it for you to see. Someone has stolen the roses I grew and left only thorns for me. Someone hung clouds o'er the sunshine I knew. Changed Lover's Lane into Lonesome Avenue. Somebody painted my dream castle blue, and that someone is you. Yes, I met a girl that I thought was true. 'Twas my best pal who stole her too. And now I'm living on Gray Avenue because somebody painted my dream castle blue. Oh, I was a fool and only played square. But many like me get fooled who care. Why, they never know just what they should do when somebody paints their dream castle blue. Love's sweetest rose left a thorn in my heart. Cupid gave me a love poison dart. Love is bitter when you find it's not true. And somebody paints your dream castle blue. Someone hung clouds o'er the sunshine I knew. Changed Lover's Lane into Lonesome Avenue. Somebody painted my dream castle blue. And that someone is you.
Dubbed the Whispering Pianist in 1924, that was songwriter, pianist, and crooner Art Gillam, March 31, 1934, with one of his last commercial recordings, Somebody Painted My Dream Castle Blue. That's just one of about 100 songs that Art Gillam wrote with Billy Smythe, including Hesitation Blues and You May Be Lonesome, the first successful electrical recording. Before Art Gillam, we heard the California Ramblers, who were Dreaming of a Castle in the Air on December 4, 1925. Dreaming of a Castle in the Air was written by Eddie Ward and Chick Endor, who also brought us Just a Little Thing Called Rhythm, which was recorded by George Olsen and his music. We started off that castle set with the Revelers in 1926 and My Castle in Spain. Isham Jones wrote My Castle in Spain in 1925, but there's another My Castle in Spain written sometime in the late 1800s by Laura Alexandrine Smith, who in 1888 authored Music of the Waters, a collection of the sailors' shanties, or working songs of the sea, of all maritime nations, boatmen's, fishermen's, and rowing songs, and water legends. That's got to be one of the longest book titles ever. And I actually have a copy of that tome. Not the original, but a reproduction. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Another song written by Cliff Friend, which became very popular, is Honey Bunch. Last week we played a bundle of records, and this week we're going to play a bunch of records. I wonder which is more, a bundle or a bunch. Anyway, here's Cliff Edwards.
Say, little honey, I haven't any money, but it's grand, it's grand. It's grand when you haven't any money to hold your honey's hand. Say, little honey, don't you think my clothes are funny, being secondhand? And though I'm out of style, what is it makes my life worthwhile? A little walk, a little park, a little bench, a little dark, a little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little kiss, a little sigh, a little when, and a little why. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. I'm like a robin in the spring that wants to sing all day. I'll pawn my watch and everything if you'll agree to what I say. A little house, a little lot, and what have we got? Well, you know what. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little walk, a little park, a little bench, and a little dark. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little kiss, a little sigh, a little when, and a little bit of why. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. I'm like a robin in the spring that wants to sing all day. I'll pawn my watch and everything if you'll agree to what I say. A little house, a little lot, what have we got? Well, you know what. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. And a big bunch of you. ¶¶
In 1925, Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot, both students at Rutgers, teamed up to do an impression of the original Smith Brothers, Cough Drop Brothers, Trade and Mark, which was broadcast over WEAF. The following year, the pair came to the attention of Ben Burney, who signed them as a specialty act with his orchestra, and they remained with Burney until 1928. We just heard Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and their January 27, 1927 recording of My Little Bunch of Happiness, composed by Harry Axt with the lyrics by Benny Davis. Before that, it was George Hamilton Green playing a bunch of notes on the xylophone on the Spanish March and Two-Step Bunch of Roses, composed by Ruperto Chapi. That Columbia recording was made July 1, 1918. And we started off that bunch of records with Cliff Edwards and A Great Big Bunch of You from May 4, 1932. A Great Big Bunch of You was written by Mort Dixon and Harry Warren. For no particular reason other than when I was preparing for this show, I happened upon the record that is going to start this segment. We're going to do some lingering. Just lingering, not malingering. Here are the Clico Club Eskimos. Thank you.
twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away. Somehow in the twilight, you are nearer to me. Dearer than words can say. With your hand in mine, we'll wander along. I'll sing to you love's old sweet song. So linger a little longer in the twilight with me. Flying home to their nest. Soon high above us the evening star will shine. Somehow I can't help saying, sweetheart of mine, linger a little longer in the twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away. Somehow in the twilight you are nearer to me. Dearer than words can say. Twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away.
Thank you.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Linger a While from November 22, 1923. Linger a While was composed by Vincent Rose with lyrics, although you didn't hear them on this recording, by Harry Owens. But hey, who needs a vocal when you've got that great slide whistle? Ruth Etting took Paul Whiteman's advice and was lingering a little longer in the twilight. Linger a Little Longer in the Twilight was written by Jimmy Campbell, Reginald Connolly, and Harry M. Woods. We started off that lingering set with Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos and Lingering Lips from a Columbia 78 wax December 28, 1925. Slide whistle and sleigh bells in the same set. It doesn't get any better than that. Lingering Lips was written by Otis Spencer and Gene Herbert. I didn't find anything else that the pair wrote together, but on his own or with others, Otis Spencer brought us Toodles, Who's Been Around, Broadway Rose, and When You're Alone. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, October 6th, marked the birth in 1893 in Chicago, Illinois, of composer Milton Ager. He began teaching himself piano at age 7 and began his musical career as an intermission pianist at silent movie theaters. He became a vaudevillian and traveled to Chicago, where he worked as a song plugger and accompanist on the Orpheum vaudeville circuit. He returned to New York in 1913 and worked for Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder until World War I, when he joined the Army. After the war, he continued writing songs and had his first hit in 1921 with Nobody's Baby. The following year, he formed his own publishing company, Ager, Yellen, and Bornstein. Between 1922 and 1930, he wrote hits such as Hard-Hearted Hannah, The Last of the Red Hot Mamas, Ain't She Sweet, and Happy Days Are Here Again. In 1930, Ager moved to Hollywood and contributed to the scores of the films Honky Tonk, King of Jazz, and Chasing Rainbows. He died in Los Angeles, California on May 6, 1979. Here are four from the pen of Milton Ager.
merry smile. Though you're broke and you even have tomorrow, tears for years and years have gone out of style. So smile all the while, just smile.
Thank you. winding over land and sea. Find my wandering one for me. West wind, whisper to her tenderly. Ooh, of the love that used to be. She has gone to find adventure. Restless feet must roam. Tell her love's the best adventure, and she'll find love waiting at home. The west wind, oh, go wherever she may be. Ooh. Send my loved one back to me.
From February 1st, 1936, Fats Waller and his rhythm with West Wind, written by Milton Ager, Charles Newman, and Murray Mencher. That's not to be confused with the 1929 West Wind, composed by Vincent Humans, with lyrics by J. Russell Robinson, written for the Vitaphone two-strip Technicolor picture Song of the West, where it's sung by John Bowles. Before Fats, it was Ernie Hare, without Billy Jones, singing the Jack Yellen lyrics to Milton Ager's tune High Brown Blues, in March of 1922 for Vocalion. A couple of months later, Billy Murray recorded a version for Victor with the American Quartet. High Brown Blues was preceded by a wonderful record of New Prince's Toronto Band with Hal Swain taking the vocal honors on Smile All the While. As the name suggests, the musicians in the band were from Canada, but that recording was made in London on February 11, 1926. New Prince's refers to the New Prince's restaurant in London, where the band had a long residency. A modified version of the band went on to play in Germany later that year as Dave Kaplan's Toronto Band from Canada. We started off our tribute to Milton Ager with Benny Kruger and his orchestra and Sing a New Song, written by Ager and Ned Weaver. The vocalist on that March 9, 1932 Brunswick recording was Fran Fry. Ned Weaver, W-E-V-E-R, was born Edward Hooper Weaver in New York City on April 27, 1899. He went to Princeton University, where in his senior year he wrote the book and lyrics for Princeton's Triangle Club show. In September of 1930, he appeared on Broadway in the cast of The Second Little Show, and from there became a pioneer of daytime radio drama. After years in radio, he turned to TV and films. His other lyric credits include I Can't Resist You, Trouble in Paradise, and Sweet Stranger. Ned Weaver died on May 6, 1984, in Laguna Hills, California. Yesterday, October 11th, marked the birth in 1897 in Boston, Massachusetts, of bandleader Leo Reisman. He began studying the violin at age 10 and within just 2 years was playing professionally. After playing in local hotel bands, he secured a position with the Baltimore Symphony and in 1919 formed his own band, which soon after enjoyed a residency at the Hotel Brunswick in New York, which lasted 10 years. On January 10, 1921, Reisman made his first recordings for Columbia, and he recorded exclusively for them until 1929 when he signed with Victor, and during the following 4 years recorded lesser-known Broadway songs which were recorded by no other band. He featured Broadway performers and composers as vocalists, including Harold Arlen, Fred Astaire, and Arthur Schwartz, but his go-to singer was Frank Luther. Other notable Reisman alumni were Lee Wiley, Eddie Duchin, and Bubber Miley. Leo Reisman died in Los Angeles on December 18, 1961. As dubbed by Jerome Kern, here is the String Quartet of Dance Bands.
Thank you. the boom boom. Make everything hot when you go boom boom. Give it the business, that certain business. Oh, brother, there's no other as hot as the boom boom boom. Just loosen up your elbows and tell those who frown. Go hang a sign to let out and get out of town. Doing the boom boom, doing the boom boom. No fooling, you'll need cooling right after you go boom boom.
Up a weeping the day you came along. Before I knew it, I hummed a little song. The day you came along, I only drifted before you came along. The fog was lifted because you came along. I sent the blackbirds right back where they belong. The day you came along, men have conquered nations, other men have set them free. Pioneers have crossed the sea. You can turn the pages through the ages, but to me was the most eventful day in history. Two souls were mated the day you came along. A world created the day you came along. One glance convinced me I knew I wasn't wrong. The day you came along.
There you have a nice sampling from Leo Reisman and his orchestra. We just heard vocalist Frank Luther in The Day You Came Along from October 3rd, 1933. The Day You Came Along was written by Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow. Before that, it was about as jazzy as Leo Reisman ever got. That was Doing the Boom Boom, written by Con Conrad, Sidney Mitchell, and Archie Gottler, and recorded September 5th, 1929. We began our tribute to Leo Reisman with an acoustical recording from January 13th, 1924, of Sunshine of Mine. Sunshine of Mine was written by Jack Chapman, Harry Kelly, and Art Biner. Art Biner also brought us back in Hackensack, New Jersey. E. Harry Kelly also wrote the very successful Peaceful Henry in 1901, and All the Candy in 1907. Jack Chapman's other works include Lonesome Little Arab and Just Leave Me Alone. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.